In terms of music, we're going to touch on it some more. Of course, we love it, stories, ideas, and music here at 2SCR, but connecting, informing, and inspiring the music industry to rebuild and reemerge from COVID-19, 2020, and all that's brought it is Big Sound 2020, and it's back for its 19th year, shifting to a virtual program where online panels, is going to be some workshops, some discussions, and they will explore the industrial needs of the business of music during and post, like I just said, COVID-19 and 2020. Joining us now to discuss are its two programmers, Dom Miller and Ruby Jean McCabe. Hey, thanks so much for joining the show, guys. I appreciate it.
Yeah, no worries. Thanks for having us.
Thank you so much.
Cheers. No, it's a pleasure of mine. So I can imagine it's been quite a busy time for the both of you with only a few weeks until Big Sound embarks, like I said, on its 19th event. Tell us about how the planning leading up to the thing has been going. And for those out there that haven't heard of the festival, maybe just give it a little bit of context.
Yeah, absolutely. Look, it's, as you say, it's the 19th Big Sound this year. Definitely one like there has never been before. So Big Sound is the Southern Hemisphere's largest music conference. And I guess it's got two sections to it. The one section is the conference, the music conference section, like any sort of professional conference anyone might have been to or might be familiar with. There's panels, there's workshops, there's keynote speeches and that kind of thing. And that happens every year, and that's during the day in Fortitude Valley. In the past, it's been at Cloudland. And then the second part of it is like our showcases, our industry showcases. So last year there were 149 artists, I think it was, over three nights showcasing to industry from across Australia and the world. So that's what Big Sound normally is. And obviously this year, with everything that's going on in the world, I don't need to explain that, we've had to go virtual. So the conference is going to be streamed next week, 20th and 21st of October, might be the 21st, 22nd, sorry. And that'll be streamed, all the panels, workshops, all that kind of thing, all streamed online. Yep, 21st and 22nd of October. And then we've done the Big Sound 50, which is where Ruby and I come in. And what we've done there is we've taken 50 of the best artists from across Australia who applied to be a part of Big Sound. And they're the 50 artists that we think that the world should be paying attention to in the next few years. What we've done is we're profiling them online on our website, where you can go on, you can have a look through them, you can listen, you can read a little bit about the artist speaking about themselves and that kind of thing, and you can have a listen to their music and all that. So, yeah, that's Big Sound for 2020.
That's fantastic. Is there any element you think, like, kind of that virtual shift? How's, as a general, I guess it would have had to reshape your approach to programming the festival, but I guess, is there any kind of silver linings where maybe the fact that it's gone online, the fact that it is virtual now might open up X amount of other people to seeing it? Any positives, I guess, is what I'm trying to say, that have come out of it maybe going virtually that you can ascertain to some degree?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, Dom and I have seen so many positives already. The fact alone that we can actually have our showcases and all of our conferencing online is just massive. And this year it's entirely free, so totally accessible by anyone who has a computer and the internet, which is amazing and it's so exciting for us. In regards to artists, our strategy around our Big Sound 50 this year is really a long game. We really want to, we've kind of pivoted it and make sure that we, in our strategies, that we're really going to be taking care of them for the next 6 to 12 months. So we're rolling out content, professional development, and kind of just making them our babies for the next 12 months, I guess. So when it rolls back into 2021 Big Sound, so our 20th year. I think that for me is a massive positive, and it's something that we're really, really excited to do, and something that we're really, really privileged to be able to offer our Big Sound 50.
Yeah, it's awesome. I guess, like you kind of touched on just earlier, if there's 50 Aussie artists that you're trying to champion, you can only benefit, assuming, or I guess theoretically, someone in London or someone in LA or wherever they are, this, that, the other, Moscow, whatever it is, can always just jump online and check them out. It's a great avenue for them to get a little bit more exposure.
Yeah,
and I think the other cool thing that we've been able to do this year, and it's what Ruby was saying, but it's like we'll take some ideas out of this year that we've never had at Big Sound before. So that idea of extending it over the next 6 to 12 months, well, a lot of the time with Big Sound in the past, it has been you've got your showcase and it's been an amazing opportunity. You get to perform in front of people, but then it's like you head home and it was great to do Big Sound, and hopefully we might see you next year as an attendee or whatever. But what we want to do this year is take a lot of the ideas we've developed from Big Sound and take them into the future. So, you know, and we want to be able to do the same things we're doing this year when we can have physical showcases and make Big Sound more of an all-encompassing sort of program for artists that they can continue to get content, continue to get development, all that kind of thing. So it's been great to be able to do that this year, that to take ideas that we were sort of forced into making, but then able to be able to use those in future years.
Yeah, for sure. What role do you think, I guess, in a bigger picture, do you think Big Sound plays in assisting the recovery and maybe even the survival of the music industry in Australia?
Yeah, well, I mean, I think the cool thing is, it's what Ruby said before, it's free and it's virtual and it's accessible for everyone. So, you know, this industry this year, we've been so separated and we've been so all in our own homes and in our own cities, you know, and we all think of our colleagues in Melbourne at the moment, of course, who are, you know, still in lockdown. And I think it's just a really great way for everyone to be able to connect to each other, to be able to watch, you know, and listen and think about things that people are saying, discuss things that are really important and really, really, you know, integral to our survival as an industry. I think it's going to be really important for everyone to sort of connect, to watch the same things and then discuss them and talk about what was discussed on certain panels and take things away and that kind of thing. It's we can't all be physically in the same room, but at least we can be all watching and discussing and thinking about the same things and how we move out of this year and how we move forward from how we've been affected and the things that have happened this year to our industry.
Absolutely. Just very, very quickly, because we are getting towards the end of the show, but people want to get involved, they want to take place, or I guess, or the festival's taking place and they want to register and attend online, where should they head?
They can just head to the Big Sound website, www.bigsound.org.au, sorry, and the registration link is right at the top of the page. Pretty simple, ready to go, and you'll be receiving emails and all that kind of jazz to help you out through that process. But yeah, totally free, and yeah, ready to go.
And it's also going to be, a lot of the panels are going to be on demand afterwards. So if you can't watch during the day on the 21st and 22nd when it's live and all that kind of thing, that's cool. You can go back and watch them later. So they'll all be there to watch later on. And I'm going to say for the like what this time, free. Mm-hmm. It's free to register. It's free to watch. So.
Perfect. Thanks so much for joining the show, guys. I do appreciate your time.
No worries. Thanks for having us.
No, it was a pleasure. All the best going forward.
Yeah, thank you. Bye.
That was Dom Miller and Ruby Jean McKay, two of Big Sound 2020's festival programmers, shedding interesting insight into the festival's role in aiding Australia's music industry at the moment. I guess what's to entail with the festival coming up, like Dom just went into a little bit of detail at the start of that one, towards the end of October. So make sure you go and check it out.